from ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. On air,
online,
on digital, and on the ABC Listen app. You're with Paul McIntyre.
My guest on Treasure Trove tonight is a bloke who was born in South Wales, but moved to Australia at the age of five, where he grew up. He trained as a chef. He's worked as a loans officer, freelance writer, and TV presenter. You probably know him as the gourmet farmer, Matthew Evans. Matthew, it's good to meet you. Do you have any memories of coming out to the UK? And you settled in Canberra, didn't you? That was the first stop.
Yeah, lovely to be here, Paul. Thanks for having me in. I have very small memories of my house in the UK in South Wales, and I didn't realise I had memories until I went back at the age of 20, and I didn't recognise the house. But when I got down on my hands and knees, I went to see the house that we'd lived in for that first four and a half years of my life, and I recognised the stone walls and all the things that I would have seen when I was tiny little, and everything suddenly became very familiar.
Were there any smells that brought things back for you?
No, there wasn't nothing that triggered memories at that point. But I think one of the things that I grew up, you know, my first 5 years were amongst green rolling hills. And when I look out of my windows today, I live amongst green rolling hills. And I've always been drawn to more fertile country than the land around Canberra, which is where I grew up. And I think those memories, possibly smells, but certainly the memories of thought. I'm very attracted to that, and I think that maybe is from my first 5 years.
Can you recall what you thought when you first arrived in Canberra? Do you have any memories of that time?
I remember it was just the dryness of the air and the clearness of the and blueness of the sky. They were the most striking memories as a young person of the environment. It was April when we got there, so it wasn't the height of summer, but compared to an English summer and a Welsh summer, which is what I would have lived through, it was way warmer, way drier, and everything just looked brown. And in the full-on sunlight, everything looked bleached out, just because that Australian sun is, the mainland sun is just so intensely white and bright.
What was the reason for the move?
My parents moved out here to get work. They'd lived in Canada for a few years and then moved back to the UK and had four children, and then they moved. They loved adventures. They loved travelling, so they thought they'd move to Australia. And the Australian government had this deal: if my dad got a job with the government, if he promised to work for 2 years, he would get the whole family moved out for free and wouldn't have to pay them back. But if we buggered off before 2 years were up, we'd have to pay them back. So it wasn't exactly it was luxurious in that it was first class, but it was on a boat. We came out on the Angelina Laura, which is a really big boat out from the UK, which took about 6 weeks, and my family chundered most of the way here, apparently.
It must have been quite an adventure, being all of 5 years old and going on a boat for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I remember my family being really sick. I remember Mum lying on the floor of the cabin, after being violently ill. But as a kid, it was so exciting. I remember they had movies on board. You could just go to the movies. And I remember the big screen and the Looney Tunes or whatever they were, those logos, and watching sort of seemingly endless cartoons. And the other thing was everyone played quoits on board, and I remember throwing all the quoits overboard and watching them sink.
You'd have been popular.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever admitted to it, because I know there was this big hoo-ha about where all the quoits had gone. I remember watching them disappear into the blue water and seeing flying fish and stuff like that. My dad was egg and feathered at the equator as well, and I remember him being covered in eggs or something and feathered and then pushed into the pool, which was some sort of tradition at the equator, and being terrified of what was happening to my father. So it was very strong memories of the good and bad, I guess, from the trip.
Wow, I can imagine why both those things would stick in your mind.
Yeah, getting in trouble for throwing the quoits overboard, that sticks in your mind.